This oral history project is part of the 2023 Vintage Festival. This project was made possible thanks to the sponsorship of the Peter Lehman Foundation and Barossa Village, the creative energies and skills of the Emu Tree, Daisy Love George, and the staff at Barossa Village. This project was designed to create a lasting memory of the people who contributed so much to our community. What's your full name?
Rama John Bry.
And what was your date of birth?
21-7-33.
Who were your parents?
Hugo Oscar Reithel, Gertrude Linda. Yeah, she was an Atsy. I was, as far as I know, I was born at Angerson Hospital, so I had lost a brother, he was born, and my older sister was born at home. My nanny, grandma was a midwife, I think, for a while, so, and she lived at Penrose. She was a Wagner and she married a Reithel.
And how many brothers and sisters?
Nine of us in the family that time. I had one brother that passed away when he was born, so he something went wrong and they tried to save him, but they couldn't. So
I'm sorry.
He was between my older sister and me. So there's Connie, Lance, me, Daph, Doug, Jeff.
And what was it like growing up in such a large family?
Oh, okay. Well, you were kept busy, so yeah. I know we were always doing something, but yeah.
What sort of games did you used to play?
When we were kids, we used to play in the glass house with Sturt and that, so that's, we were pretty young then, so.
Whereabouts was the family home?
I don't know where, you know, where New Road Crossing was. We were right on the crossing there. And we were, the train used to go right past our place that time there. They used to call it Vine Vale. Sand scrub, yeah.
And so did you and your siblings have daily jobs? Or what was your kind of routine?
Oh, okay, we always had jobs to do, yeah. We had cows to milk and Dad had a horse and plough, and I can always remember him trying to get the horse to go straight, and we'd have to get the horse to keep straight so he could get in line with everything. And then we had the glass house and the cucumbers in front, they'd grow under frames. I suppose there was always something to do. We were always had to do things, yes. Okay, we had all sorts. We had cabbages and collies and carrots and all sorts. Peas and tomatoes and cucumbers in the glass house. I think we had all sorts there.
And did you eat all of these as well?
I think so, yeah. We must have. Okay. Oh, and then when Dad would go to market, he'd come home with a whole lot of veggies for the market round, and sometimes we'd pinch it to, something off the truck that we shouldn't have had. So, yeah, okay.
Whereabouts did you go to primary school?
I went to Lightpath Lutheran School. I just did 7 years there. We had to walk from Vine Vale out to the school. And then, yeah, we used to walk there, that's right. And then later on, we did have a push bike a little bit later on.
So you're nice and fit.
Okay, I think so.
And what do you remember about primary school days?
I can remember having primary school days. I mean, we had things at the school that we had different occasions where different things were on at the school. I've got photos somewhere, but I can't find a lot of them. So I've got all my wedding photos, my family's wedding photos and that here. So I've got all that. So I've got all that in a couple of books there in there. So yeah.
Can you remember any music or songs from when you were in primary school?
Oh, I think we have. I can go grade one. I can always remember going over to Mrs. Jacobs to singing songs. Dance to your daddy, my little laddie. Dance to your man, my little man. I can always remember that. Mrs. Jacob lived, and Gertrude, they were the teachers there that time. I can always remember there when I started school, we used to sing that over at her place. So.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
Any other songs?
Oh, not really. We used to have hymn books and that. Well, we were Lutheran, so we used to have all that. So, yeah.
Any particular games that you would play with the other kids at school?
Oh, we all had games and that at school. I know what particular games they were, so we'd always... I've got photos somewhere of things at the school, but I can't find a lot of that. I finished primary school, we just had to stay home. We did 7 years school, and then I had to go to market. So I went to Risco to get the truck ready for market, and I'd get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and we'd go to market. My older sister did the same, and then my brothers got married later on. And
what was the year when you finished primary school?
Well, been 30, 40 I started, so I suppose it'd been early 40s. I did 7 years. Yeah, 1940 I started school, and then I did the 7 years. And then Dad kept us. I always said I wanted to be a school teacher, but he said the only thing you'll be doing is teaching the veggies to grow. So that was what he used to tell us. There was two or three of us that wanted to go on in education, but he didn't agree with it. We were girls and we didn't need an education, according to him that time. Yeah. Our education was doing work.
And how did you find that? Did you enjoy it?
Me and my dad got on well. I didn't get on quite so well with my mother, but she just didn't do the things there. But me and my dad got on well because we were always working together. Yeah, so Dad and I got on well together. And I can remember once something went wrong and I got a bit cross with my mother. And what happened? Dad got cross and he just said to my mother, he said, if you were doing the work Roma's doing, you'd understand things. That's all I can remember. That my mother, she was worked hard in the garden, yes, but she didn't go with the truck or the things like we did, so...
So what age were you when you first drove the truck?
Well, I suppose, what age would we be now? I drove the truck ages before I was allowed to, really. And then I went to this police station and got my licence, and I answered 20 questions and they gave me my driver's licence. Yeah, I had to just answer these 20 questions and I must have got them right because they gave me my licence.
So that would have been a big part of your working day?
Yeah, that
driving would
have been all with my working days, yeah. And then I suppose afterwards my dad took sick. He had a nervous breakdown. He had quite a few problems when he was young. He lost his hand here somewhere when he was on the truck. He lost his hand about here somewhere. He went somewhere over the peninsula and he got his hand in a machine and he lost his hand here somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's when his father gave him a block of land at Vine Vale, and that's where he started market gardening and that. And then it led to, I think there was quite, and Clem Hoffman was involved with us that time. He was in there, and Hargies, they were all veggie growers there that time. Grant and Loki, all those, they were all veggie growers there that time, yeah.
So are they happy memories for you?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think they were pretty happy memories. As I said, I got on well with my dad. I had very good memories with my dad, but my mum probably not quite so many, but she still worked hard, but she didn't do the work like the driving trucks or anything like that, but she worked out that we had to go work out in, Dad had put the tarpaulin on the truck and we'd walk around that and so we wouldn't get wet and things like that, so it all sort of worked out. But
did you ever have any mishaps while out working?
I didn't, but my older sister did. She nearly got electrocuted. She was going to the market. Where was she? She's going down to not the East End market, the other market. We used to take things to the market Fridays, and she got her hand up in the electric thing and she nearly got electrocuted. I think that was the worst part there. She wasn't too good for a while.
Was that the Central Market?
Central Market, yes. We used to go to the Central Market Friday nights and then to the East End Market Saturdays. But then during the week we'd go to the other way. We'd always go to the other market. And then they changed all the market. That's all different places now, isn't it? Okay. I remember we tipped over with the truck once. Dad didn't check his lights on his truck one day, and we tipped over going to market, and we were going somewhere out near, just going out of, all those roads were different then. Where we were going, we were going somewhere anyway, and his truck tipped over, and then Clem Hoffman come along, and he put us all back into the market. And then one man came in and he said to me, he says, "I'm going to buy you a drink." I said, "I don't need a drink." So.
Were you in the truck when it turned over?
Well, yes, another sister was in the truck with us. There were three of us in the truck at that time when it tipped over, yeah. Dad always said it was his carelessness that it tipped, because he shouldn't have been there. He didn't check his lights properly or something, so.
You were okay?
Oh, yes, we were all okay, but yeah. I think Clem Hoffman, he had another truck, and he used to come and he picked us up with this other truck and took us down to the market then. And I can always remember one experience we had in the market. There was a man in there, there was a 44 gallon drum in one corner of the market. And he wanted to know what was in it, and silly man, he lit a match, and next minute there was one great big boom. It just went. He shouldn't have lit a match in the market like that. It was frightening. That was.
What happened to him?
Nothing. He just got scared, I think. He used to bribe edges, I think. There used to be people who used to come into the market, and they used to order their veggies. And then at 7 o'clock, a siren would go, and then you'd start to take everything off your truck. That was how things went.
Was it chaotic?
Oh, yes, it was pretty crude, but yes, it was chaotic. Dad used to have a trucky thing where he used to put the veggies on, and I used to stay by the truck, and I have to help unload the truck.
What time did you leave the Barossa to get to market on time?
About 1 o'clock in the morning, and then we'd go to market. You weren't allowed to take anything off your truck until it was time, and then there'd be a big siren going through, and you could take things off the market then.
That's a long day.
Yeah, it was a long day, and then we'd have to come home and start the next day for the next load. So yeah, it was a long day, yes.
So what time would you go to bed at night?
About 9, 10 o'clock, I suppose, sometimes earlier. I had my boyfriend, and Dad would make sure I got some, went to bed at the right time, so I wasn't to stay up with my boyfriend. So,
very demanding hours.
Oh yes, it was. Yeah, it was. I was only 14 or 15 then. So, okay. So yeah.
I heard you telling a story about driving the truck.
Okay. Well, we used to go up. I can always remember going to Hargey's Corner. We used to call Hargey's Corner. And we used to go. We used to go around. When you go that way, you'd put your hand out. There was a hand on the truck, and one went that way, and one went that way. And you had to remember which way they had to go. As I said, the one policeman was following me one day, and he was seeing that I was doing the right thing. So.
And you didn't get.
I didn't get any trouble. No.
Did you enjoy driving the truck?
Yes, I must say I did enjoy driving the truck. I used to tell my grandchildren I drove this truck, and they wouldn't believe me from the start.
What model of truck was it?
Oh, I think he had two or three trucks. He had a Chevy at one stage, and then I think there's a picture of the truck with the veggies on it in the
museum.
In the museum there. There's a truck. I thought I had a picture of that. There's a truck there with this dad with the. We're standing in front of the truck, because I donated the picture to the museum then afterwards.
Out of primary school and your teenage years, you were working the markets. Was that every day? Like, did you ever have a few days off?
Saturdays sometimes. My brother was allowed to play sport, but we weren't allowed to play sport. Dad used to keep us home. If Dad wanted to go and watch football, he'd be there, and we'd have to stay by the truck. All these people used to bring their veggies to the truck, because Dad used to take veggies down for other people as well as himself. And somebody always had to stay by the truck to get the you know, people to bring the veggies there.
Can I ask you, when the Second World War came around, you were working the markets, did things change for you and the family and
not really,
your routine
no,
at all?
I don't think so. Yeah, no, we just kept working, that's all. Yeah, I don't think it changed much, no. Though my husband's mother was very good to me. She was really a lovely lady, and she was an elderly lady, and her husband was in the First World War, and she, that was, yeah, it was quite good, yeah.
Can I ask you, Roma, about the early vintage festivals? Were you involved with the vintage festivals at all?
Yeah, they were good. The first, they had a big shell in the main street in Newry, and yeah, we used to go out, but then there'd be a dance in the dance hall if you wanted to go to the dance. So, yeah, I can remember that a little bit, so.
What were the good things about the vintage festival? What were the things that appealed to you?
Okay, we seemed to be happy in our own way, so yeah. I think we were happy enough, yeah. Well, as I said, my mother didn't approve of us dancing that time. It was against the rule to dance. It was against the religion to dance. And then afterwards she change her mind a bit, so. But we weren't allowed to dance in there. I remember going to my first dance where I met my husband. We went out to Greenock, I think. And we went, her brother took us out to Greenock and he took us to this dance then. And that's the first time I went anywhere like that, so.
Can you tell me about that first time you met your husband? What happened?
Okay, I can't remember. I think we went, when we did the dance, and we met him at the dance, and my girlfriend that we stayed with that night, she was at the dance, and he took us to the dance, that's right, and then we went back on Sunday and met them again, and then after it wasn't long, and I didn't think I'd hear from my husband again, and then all of a sudden I got a letter from some other wraith to say that he was trying to get in touch with me, so. So that's how I sort of got in touch back with my husband. I think Uncle Paul Rather was the one that got the letter, and he sent it on to my parents. So, and then it took me quite a few weeks to keep in touch with Kev, but we did get in touch again, and yeah, Kevin Bray, yeah, they used to call him Bezo, I think they used to call him, I think. And he used to live at Port Nalunga or Chrissy's Beach or something. And I used to go down there for a weekend. So he used to have a river one side and the other
big side. Sand dunes?
Sand hills and that, yeah. I can remember that a little bit, so yeah.
It really was by chance that he travelled to the Barossa for that dance.
Well, he came to the Barossa that day and he didn't know whether he got off of the train at Anguston, and he thought he should have got off at Newry, and he got off at Anguston. So he was walking back from Anguston to Newry. When he stayed then, he just went back along the road there towards down Salters Gully somewhere, and my sister came along with the truck. She was driving the truck that time, and she picked him up and brought him home. So otherwise,
Did you go to dances? Did you go to see the cinema?
We used to go out to Springton to dances. We used to catch Woodsy's bus and go to Springton to dances. That was after Mum and she didn't approve of the dancing, but she did after. And then we used to catch Woodsy's bus and go out there. We used to go walk up to Hargey's Corner and we'd catch the bus and go out there. I think it was Springton where they used to have the dances there that time. And there's a big hall up on the hill. I can remember that hall. We used to have socials at the church because there used to be a little bit of ups and downs there because of the Lutheran people. They didn't believe in social, in dancing and that, but they believed in socials. They had their socials, and we'd go up and down playing different games in the Angus Institute, I think.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about your wedding day? When did you get married?
Very hot day, I remember that, 12th of February.
Here we are, February 12th, 1955.
Okay. But to get our photos taken, we had to go there, you know, where they do that, where they photos, and I had my bridesmaid, she was wiping my cheeks to keep me from getting so hot, but it was terribly hot that day, so. Yes, we had the reception in Newry, yeah. That's my girlfriend's wedding there. That's a Schubert family. I used to be very friendly with the Schuberts at Wakery. They were great friends. We met when she started school when she was seven, and I started school when she was seven. Then her father, he lived out along the road there, and then he moved and he went into Wakery to live. And every year I'd go to Wakery for a bit of a holiday, so. And they used to have the water going along the channels and that in the river. Now, Grace and I used to run up and down the channels and that when they went. Her family used to play quite a bit of sport. They used to play table tennis. The Schuberts used to play a lot of table tennis, and they used to have people always staying there. Yeah.
That's not easy, is it?
No, we couldn't play it, so... I used to love going up to Wakery for my holidays. That used to be a real good thing for me. Yeah, it was. But I did get in touch with her for Christmas yet, and we spoke a couple of words for Christmas. It was real good. So, yeah, she's in a home up there too. So.
So you've known Grace for 85 years.
Yeah. She was only a little girl too. So yeah. Yeah, Grace and I were great friends. That's why I wanted to get in touch with her for Christmas. And I did get in touch and I did say hello to her, but she remembered. But
when you married Kevin, what was Kevin's occupation at the time?
No, he was a baker. That's right, he did a lot in the bakery trade. He was a baker. I've got photos of him with the baker. He was a baker.
So when you got married, did you move to the city then? So Kevin moved to the Barossa then?
Yeah, he moved to the Barossa and he worked at the cement for a while, and then he didn't work there very long, and he decided we were going to lead a bit of a life of our own away from a family, and he went to Elizabeth. He worked there a lot amongst the building trade and that at Elizabeth. He worked there for a long time. And then, of course, as I said, he used to like his drink a little bit more. And I just said to him once, I said, I think you better take me back to the valley. I want to go back to the valley. So he brought me back to the valley. So I guess that was his worst problem, is Kev liked his drink a little bit too much what he should have. And I never used to like it. I didn't like it at all. And then he did manage to leave it alone, because that was the only way we could live a life together again, is if he left the drink alone. And he did, he gave it alone. And then we built a little house in Third Street, I think it's in Newry. And we had to get permission to build that house, because we never really had much money, but they let us, Kev had to use his super or something, and they let us build that house. And then afterwards when he left the cement work paid him out, and he managed to pay for the house. So the house was paid within 3 years. But then, of course, I had four boys and four children of my own. I couldn't have any more.
So you mentioned there that you had four kids.
I had four children, yeah.
Yep. Can you tell me in order of children?
Well, David was the oldest. Colin was next. Then Kathy, and then Caroline.
And so that was when you were in Elizabeth.
We had one at Angerson Hospital. You know, I had David in Angerson Hospital, and the others were all at Elizabeth. Kathy was at Elizabeth. They were all at Elizabeth otherwise, yeah. Colin was at Salisbury. That time we didn't have a hospital yet that way, so he was born at Salisbury.
If you had any advice to pass on to the younger generations, what would it be?
Look after each other. Okay, they looked after me pretty well from the start. They really looked after me.
How long were you living on your own for?
Oh, okay. I was out there 8 years on the land there first, there, and then I went somewhere else. I went to another place for where I was to the finish. That was quite a few years there, so I would have been a long time on my own, 20 odd years. I used to have pen friends. I used to write letters to pen pals. I used to have pen friends in Queensland, and in Queensland, I think I had Georgina, another one in America. I had about three different people I used to write letters to. That sort of faded out after a while, so.
What about hobbies?
My hobbies were cooking for the shop. Yeah, I can really say that was a real hobby, because that I used to love doing that. I used to make tomato sauce and honey biscuits. I made a hang of a lot of honey biscuits Christmas time. And yeah, well, that would have been my hobby. Baking would have been my hobby. I collected dolls from, not Bradford Street, another one there. There was two of them, and then Bradford, this place they left there, and then Bradford Industries took over, and I suppose I spent a lot of money there, but that was a real hobby, and I used to collect dolls and all sorts of things, yeah. That's all finished now, so. I had a good collection, I still have got a good collection. There's a unicorn there, and a couple of things from Queensland, and all those little things on the top there, they were all from the one of those places that I used to collect from, those animal, little animal things. And the queens, I've got the queens on the windowsill there. Okay, I've got the four queens there. So I used to collect too many things, I used to say, but that was just a hobby that I got later on when I was on my own, so I suppose.
It was something you enjoyed?
I enjoyed it, yes. I must say I did enjoy it, yes. Okay, I suppose I've had a pretty full life, but yeah, I can say I haven't. But I've made a few mistakes, I suppose, like most people, but I collected things where I shouldn't have collected things, but it sort of went all right. So.
Perhaps maybe one more question. What do you think are the important things to live a long, healthy life?
Okay, look after yourself, I suppose. My family looked after me pretty well later on, so be close to your family. Family life, I think, is my most important thing.
Roma Bray, thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been an absolute delight. Thank you.
Okay, as long as everything's all right. Okay, then.
You have been listening to a podcast from the Barossa Village Oral History Project. Further podcasts can be found and downloaded at thewaywewere.podbean.com.